A thankful heart is never discouraged. A thankful heart is never discouraged. When I have a thankful heart, I am always feeling on top of everything. I feel happy and joyful. I feel wonderful. I feel that the world is fantastic, just glorious and magnificent in every possible way. It's a glorious and a wonderful thing to do, to be and to say. I live in this thankful heart. I live in this joyful heart. I live in this wonderful heart because that's who I am. That's what I am, and that's how I am. It's a magnificent way to be living in this thankful heart. But I do that by my choice. I do that by saying, I have a beautiful body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is magnificent right now. It is fantastic. I have a beautiful, wonderful, fabulous experience living in this body. This body is my temple of the living spirit. It is whole and perfect every whit right now. That's how I live. That's how I think. That's how I act. A thankful heart is never discouraged. I never have discouragement. When I have moments of tension or moments of involvement, of feeling anxiety for anything at all, I immediately say to myself, peace. I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. My life is filled with peace. My life is filled with joy. My life is filled with magic. My life is filled with all that is good and beautiful. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's where I am. That's why I am. I know who I am, and I like it. I have only a thankful heart, and my thankful heart is never discouraged. So long as I live in a thankful heart, I'm never discouraged. People say to me, how's your health? I say, just wonderful. How's your body? Just wonderful. How's your mind? Just wonderful. Do you have any difficulties with anything in the life? No, everything is just fine. I cannot be discouraged. How is the service that's given to you by your doctors? How is the service that's given to you by your health organizations? How is the service that's given to you by anyone else in your world? And I say, they're wonderful. They're beautiful. And they are. It's not just something I'm making up for myself to be happy. They are. They are joyous. They are wonderful. They are magnificent. They are beyond belief. They are just what I choose to have for myself, and it's very good. This is what life is all about, calling it good, not being discouraged. We can all be discouraged if we want to let ourselves be discouraged. We can all feel that life's not doing for us what we want it to do if we want to. But if we allow that to happen in our world, what happens? If we allow that to happen in our world, what happens to us is that we are downtrodden. We are discouraged indeed. But when we have in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our being, the uplifting idea that all is in divine order, all is magnificent, all is wonderful, then we are truly living a thankful heart. I give thanks every moment of my life for the beautiful house that I live in. That's my home, my body. It's a beautiful body. Oh, at times it tugs and asks for attention. And when it does that, I give it attention. I say, all is in divine order. All is working beautifully and wonderfully and fantastically. All is in divine order. And because I say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and all is magnificent, and all is wonderful, and all is beautiful, because I am the one who's in charge. I am the one who's fulfilling every desire of my heart, and it's done now. And this is all that matters to me. It's all that matters to me because I am that one now. And I am that one living my life so beautifully, so fully, so completely, that everything I do is wonderful. Everything I do is fulfilling. everything I do is rewarding in every way. And it's my choice. I could look for the troubles in life. I could say, oh, I don't have enough of. But who has enough of anything? I have everything that pleases me. I have everything that makes my life fulfilled and happy. I have everything that gives me the pride of joy of living a beautiful life. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is where I am. This is why I like being me. I like being me because I have a thankful heart and I'm never discouraged. Can you say that about yourself? Can people in your world say that about themselves? Do you think that about people in your world? Do you think that about yourself? Do you think that about the people in your life? When you think of your parents, do you think of them living in a thankful heart? They do, you know. Every time they think of you, their child, they have such a thankful heart. Oh, you may have difficulties in growing up. You may have difficulties in accomplishing the goals that you establish for yourself and making the changes you establish for yourself. But your parents are always there saying, that's my child. That's my beloved child in whom I am most proud. That's my beloved child that makes my life exactly what I want it to be, wonderful in every way. I am so happy because I have a thankful heart. I have a thankful heart, and it's never discouraged. Discouragement is something I allow to happen if I do. And I don't allow that to happen. I don't allow that to happen because I always look for the bright side. I always look for the sunny side of life. I always look for the happy side of life. I always look for the positive. And, you know, I find it. I find the positive side of life. I find the happy side of life. I find all that's good and beautiful. And all that's good and beautiful is mine forevermore. It's mine completely in every way that I could ever want it. And this is what life is, complete in every way that I could ever want it. It is complete. It is happy. I am a thankful person. I'm living in a thankful heart. I live in a heart that says, all is in divine order. I live in a heart that says, peace, be still, and know that I am God. I live in a heart that says, listen to the music of your soul. Listen to the music of the universe that circles you moment by moment and makes your life wonderful and beautiful, makes your life magnificent, makes your life something utterly fantastic. But it's something that you choose to do. You choose to listen to that glorious music. You choose to listen to the magnificent symphony. You choose to listen to that which makes your heart feel that everything is divine and everything bright. Everything is in order now and forevermore. Everything is in order now and forevermore. Everything is magnificent now and forevermore. And that's all that matters. And that's all that matters now and forevermore. Because that's the truth about you and about me and about my world and about your world. So I say now, I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. I'm uplifted. All is in divine order. All is good and very good, and that's all that matters. My life is the expression of the highest and best, filled with the fun and the joy of being myself to my highest and best at all times. And being my highest and best, I live a fulfilled life. I live a happy life, and I'm surrounded by fulfilled and happy beings. I am fantastic. I live in my thankful heart now and all the days of my life. Know that all the days of my life, I love you. I love you. I love you.